A Stroke of Midnight by Laurel K. Hamilton. To Jay, who holds my hand and my heart, who helps me play in the darkness, but not to live there. To all my friends, both writers and non-writers, who love me still, even though most phone conversations have begun lately with, "Hello, stranger." Hope to see more of everyone this next bit. Chapter 1. I hate press conferences, but I especially hate them when I've been ordered to hide large portions of the truth. The order had come from the Queen of Air and Darkness, ruler of the Dark Court of Faerie. The Unseelie are not a power to be crossed, even if I was their very own fairy princess. I was Queen Undiaeus's niece, but the family connection had never bought me much. I smiled at the nearly solid wall of reporters, fighting to keep my thoughts from showing on my face. The Queen had never allowed this much of the human media inside the Unseelie's Hollow Hill, our Sithen. It was our refuge, and you don't let the press into your refuge. But yesterday's assassination attempt had made allowing the press into our home the lesser evil. The theory was that inside the Sithen our magic would protect me much better than it had in the airport yesterday, where I'd nearly been shot. Our court publicist, Madeline Phelps, pointed to the first reporter, and the questions began. "Princess Meredith, you had blood on your face yesterday, but today the only sign of injury is your arm in a sling. What were your injuries yesterday?" My left arm was in a green cloth sling that matched my suit jacket near perfectly. I was dressed in Christmas, Yule, red and green, cheerful, and it was that time of year. My hair was a deeper red than my blouse. My hair is the most Unseelie part of me. She scarlet hair.